Hi everyone, my name is Anthony Diaz and I am really excited to be here with you today because I'm going to share with you some of the things that I have been working during this quarantine. I am a university student in mathematics and computer science, and since high school I have been doing innovations. Why? Because my passion and my curiosity have guided me to try to find simplest and elegant solutions to an existing problem. I am from Colombia, but 9 years ago, I immigrated here to Canada. And in a minute, you will understand why this is important for the history. But let's start. First of all, let's going to start with virtual agents. After, I'm going to tell you a little history, and we are going to finish by building one together. Okay, so for those who are listening for the first time the word virtual agent, we can associate that with an intelligent chatbot. Why? Because it simulates human conversation through a chat interface, but using artificial intelligence, it's allowed to adapt itself depending of what is the flow of the conversation. It means that it listens to keywords and phrases that related to the library of know, and it will be adding new elements during the time. Also, it returns answer quickly and iteratively asks the customer to continue the chat. That's pretty amazing. But why we need it? There are different reasons why we need virtual agents. First, it reduces costs. You can automatize things and allow your agents to focus on more complex issues. Also, it allows you to empower your teams. We are going to find out how you can build those without coding or artificial intelligence expertise. Don't worry. I am a university student and I do it. So I can, you can too. And if we allow you to improve the conversation and the customer satisfaction. Why? Because you have access all day. And that self-help solution, it will resolve the issues in real time. Now, how can we use it? There are many ways to use it. One of them is to do the task automatization, like scheduling meetings, or sending follow-up emails, or even surveys. With a chatbot, with a virtual agent, you are able to do that. Also, it helps you to reduce assisted support inquiries of humans, because all the simple and common issues can be resolved by showing most of the time base articles, the FAQ page, or guiding your customer with a topic. Sure, a virtual agent help you to integrate with other systems that can help you to maintain the customer relationship more easy and more all contained in one platform. Maybe you are asking yourself, all of that seems complicated, and how can I build one? Well, there is a lot of platforms that allow you to build chatbots. The more personalized you need the chatbot, the more time and the more coding expertise you will need. But if you are like me and you are beginning your career in tech, I have a great news for you. Because Microsoft, they think about a virtual agent that gives you the power to do what you need to do without needing the coding. And they call that Power Virtual Agents. The Power Virtual Agent solution is pretty amazing because you can deploy a chatbot in real time. It will take minutes to deliver the first version. Also, you can integrate that chatbot in different platforms, different medium. After this, I will show you one example and how I did it. But let's take the time. Now, let's go back to why I told you that I am from Colombia. 9 years ago, I moved, I immigrated with my family here to Canada, to the North Pole. Part of my family is still living in Colombia, so I have a strong connection with them. And during this quarantine, we start to have a hard time to communicate and to see how we can help each other. My grandparents, they are owner of a grocery store, but because the COVID-19, they cannot go to the shopping. It was a complicated situation, so I decided to help them and to create a system so they can communicate with their neighbor and keep the business afloat while being safe at home. This solution was easy. I start by creating social media for them. Their business is called Frutera y Primo, and it exists since almost 4 years. So it's an old business, but they don't have the expertise to integrate new solutions. So we create the social media, we create the design on Google Maps. And after that, I create a WhatsApp to help them to communicate with their customer. What I discovered with that is that they were not alone. Almost every grocery store in Barranquilla, my hometown city, have the same problem. How to connect with their neighbors when you are not allowed to go out? It was pretty complicated. And 50% of them had to close during the last months. The problem is that 1 over 2 people in Colombia go to a grocery store every day to buy a small stuff because of how many they are winning every day. So what I did is to apply the same concept that I did for my grandparents, but in the city. So I create a chatbot, a virtual agent, that will help you to choose what you need. Just by telling first what is your order, what do you need, and your home address. With your home address, the virtual agent will choose what is the grocery store nearest to you. After that, it will send you how much it will cost to you. And once you will say that it's okay, it will send you the order. This allows that the grocery store owners don't need to have each one of them a chatbot, but it's a central system that will deliver the message to each grocery store when it's needed. So it simplifies the problem to them to understand the technology, and it helped them to solve the problem to how to connect with the citizens. We did that experiment, and I am very proud that over 200 grocery stores in Barranquilla started working with the system, and over 1,000 people in my hometown city started using this system. So it's allowed to help local business to keep working during the pandemic, and also allow to citizens to keep safe and don't need to go out and expose themselves to the virus. That's the history, and that's what inspired me to learn how to use Power Virtual Agents. Now, I'm going to show you a little demo. To show you that demo, I want to introduce you to something that helped me a lot to understand how it works, and it's the Microsoft Learn platform. In the Microsoft Learn platform, there is a learning path, a complete learning path that helps you understand how to create a bot with Power Virtual Agents. As you can see, it divides in 3 chapters. The first one, it tells you how to get a starter, after how you can enhance your Power Virtual Agents using different platforms, and later on how you can manage the topics and check the statistics. Don't worry, we are going to check the platform and get to know how to use it. That's why I want to present to you the Power Virtual Agents environment. You are here. It's very easy and very intuitive to understand how it works. Here you have the homepage, the topics that you need to add, and all the things that you need to do to create a bot. But let's get started by going back here. You click here, you can create a new bot. And it will ask you to put a name. Let's put the name that Startup Change. What is amazing is that it supports a lot of language. So Spanish was one of them. Right now, let's use English. And we can create. It takes a little time, but don't worry. After that, it will be very easy to do it. Once you create the once your bot is created, what is cool is that you have access to have pre-system concepts that you can add to the conversation that your chatbot will have with your customer or with people in your organization. So it will help you to use the data that Microsoft having starting with the AI system that they have developed to your advantage. Having problems. But that's okay in a live presentation, don't worry. So, here in the environment, let's go here. When you are in the environment, as I show you, and we create the chatbot, we can have here a test bot that will appear beside you. It will help you to check what will be the flow of your bot and how it will react with your comments. It's pretty easy to try it. Yeah, there it is. So it's pretty easy to try it and like that have a knowledge of how it's going. So let's go to topics. When we go to topics, we already have some of them that we can use. For example, how to start over, to thank you, let's start with greetings. We're going to add that in our flow. Or it's cool, as you can see, they have a lot of trigger phrases. What it means? It means that if you use one of them, I say hello, the bot will reply to me, hi, I am a virtual agent. It will reply about all the tasks that I am asking them to do. When they do that, you can start adding new stuff that you need. For example, asking a question, call to an action, or show a message. We do to ask a question, we have different variables. Maybe it's a multiple choice question, like, how can I help you today? And you can say, okay, I need you to help me with, wait. Also, you can use previewed preview topics, like the age of the person if you want to ask them. And depending on what is the age, example, if it's less than 18, or if you want to have another variable, it will have different actions. And that is a cool part. When we are exploring the call and action, it helps you to create a flow. Before, we were talking here in Start the Change, how to create a flow, how to use Power Flow. So that's something very cool that you can add together to create a project. When you have a bot that you want to share, you just need to go to publish. Share it, yeah. It will ask you to configure your channel. There are different channels, as I told you, that you can use. For example, if you want to deploy your virtual agent in Microsoft Teams, or in your website, or in a mobile app, Facebook, Skype, Telegram, you can see there are many of them. You can choose in what platform do you want to show it. For example, I can do a demo website to do it and copy the link. And I can change the logo and all modify everything for my chatbot and after publish. Once you publish them, what is pretty nice is that you can see the analytics. Those analytics help you to understand how people are reacting with your bot, how they are working with them, and what are the engagement over time that they are having. It helps you to understand which question have more engagement and which question do you maybe need to modify to make your bot more at your customer satisfaction upper. You can see they have many solutions, and I recommend you to explore it. Doing that, I want you to create your own chatbot and show me what is the solution that you have been created using the hashtag StartDevChange. Over than Microsoft Learn, I recommend you to check the Learn TV and hang out with us. Ask your question live as you are learning and complete the different tech concepts using the learning paths that are in the Microsoft Learn. So if you have any question, I'm here to reply. Thank you.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.